So I'm just gonna treat this like my diary from now on, because I hate writing things down, but I don't want it all bottled up. And sometimes talking to myself is the best way for me to express what I'm feeling, because there's no need to explain my thought process, because I'm the one talking to myself. Oh my gosh, freaking crazy. But I just wanna let my thoughts kind of run. Hopefully every day I can think and just reflect a little. I think it's really important that I start kind of realizing my role in other people's lives. And I feel like I think it's a really hard thing to admit, but I do think, I mean, everyone is selfish in their own life because, you know, it's their life. It's kind of like everyone is selfish for themselves, because you think through your thinking, through your eyes, through your mind. And sometimes I think about the world only through my lens, I think, way too often. And when I'm not thinking about other people and their opinions, it is not healthy, I feel like. Or just like when I'm alone, or when I'm not with that person, I feel like I don't put in enough effort to let them know that, like, they are a very important person in my life, kind of thing. And I feel like a lot of us don't do that. We don't remind ourselves to remind other people that they're important. We think it subconsciously, unconsciously. We think it, we know it into our core, but we're never told that. And we don't tell anybody, and it would be so much greater if everyone knew how deeply appreciated they are, I guess. There are so many parts, so many different times where I felt like, not unappreciated, but so unseen that, like, such an insignificant part of people's lives, that if I happen to disappear or happen to, you know, die, then people could move on really easily, I guess, because, you know, if it's a super insignificant part of whatever, then people are just gonna get over it. But it's not true, I don't think. I think I am an important person to many people, and many people are very important to me, and I feel like we should know that about ourselves, and we should let other people know too, I think. Because just thinking about not having that person in my life to talk to, or even to reach out to admire, to anything, it'd be really, really devastating. And even when I lose people now in real life, not the loss that it's like forever, you know, the loss of death or whatever, but when I stop being friends with someone because of one reason or another, or I didn't, you know, keep up with someone, it feels like a loss sometimes, even if they were quote-unquote insignificant in my life as a whole. They were significant. They are significant in a way that they touched my life, they touched other people's lives, so many other people's lives. It's weird to think that we all do the same. We all have touched so many lives, like, throughout. Like, even if it wasn't a huge, quote-unquote, significant marker, we did. Whether it be, you know, being at the same concert as them, or being at the same bookstore, or being in the same class for a semester, or being on... the same sports team, or just like really, really random things like that. We have made an impact on people's lives, and yeah, that fact just showed me that so many of us are so valuable in a sense that we've touched so many different people, and so many people, different people have touched us in a way where it has an impact. And yeah, so I gotta remind myself to let people know in my life that I really, 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 really value them, and I really, really, really cherish them. And it's hard to remember that yourself, that you're valued and you're cherished, because we don't tell each other often enough or at all. It's really, really weird, but we all think it, we all know it, we all exhibit it, but it's very, very interesting to think about. Anyways, that was my little thought process of the night. Yeah, so